So my name is Ken Scott. I'm a fellow in Applied Public Health Informatics at Denver Public Health, which is a local public health agency in Denver, Colorado. Thinking about injury epidemiology and informatics at the local level, pretty high level, local governments support injury prevention in a lot of different ways. They employ police officers who enforce traffic safety laws. They employ firefighters who not only put out fires but enforce fire codes, and they have public works departments that that build and maintain safe streets. Local public health agencies are play in this game too. They are involved in injury epidemiology in a lot of different ways. Just to use some examples from our public health department and others, we're involved in safe routes to school programs, monitoring opioid overdoses, and there are lots of other examples, and I'm interested in hearing more from local public health agencies as well as state agencies about how local public health can get involved in injury epidemiology and control. Shortly after I started my fellowship, our public health department received a few what we call data requests, which are essentially descriptive requests for descriptive epidemiology reports on a series of injury-related topics. Denver Public Health they have some background. They've done a little bit of work in injury epidemiology, but this is a fairly new area to them. So they wanted me to take a look at the different injury-related information systems in Denver to see how we could respond to these three requests, one of which was for traffic injury data to inform Vision Zero Initiative in Denver, one was an analysis of firearm injury data, and another one was an analysis of fall injury data to inform the Trauma Center's fall prevention program. Just a quick overview. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on these relationships, but Denver Public Health is part of Denver Health, which is a safety net institution in Denver. It used to be Denver General, which was at the time a city-owned and operated hospital in the 1990s. It split from the city and retained some of the public health responsibilities, primarily in the area of surveillance. Denver Health also includes a Level 1 Trauma Center and the primary EMS provider for the city and county of Denver, and that will become relevant in just a moment. Really my main goal, because we had these requests that came in stakeholders who were interested in having information, timely information, relatively quickly, had to quickly scan a few different data sources. And our primary interest was finding the highest quality, most representative data that were available, looking at state-based surveillance systems and things like that. But timeliness was really a key for us for these three requests. So we brainstormed just talking internally about some potential data sources to identify, and then my role was to go out and learn more about these different information systems. So the first visit I paid was to the 911 call center in Denver, Colorado. If you haven't been to a 911 call center, I highly recommend it. It's a fascinating place. It's a fascinating operation in general, but also from an informatics perspective. They have what they call a computer-aided dispatch system, which is like stream of consciousness data collection. There's an emergency call operator who's the person who the caller is actually talking to. That conversation is getting recorded in real time as dispatchers for the fire department, the police department, and EMS are monitoring the conversation to glean information that they can provide to the responders who are in the field. The call center response receives over 500,000 calls per year. An immense amount of data is stored on an on-site server owned and operated by the city. The data are very detailed and high quality in a particular way, but they're relatively unstructured and not very accessible for epidemiology purposes. There are standards and protocols, both for the emergency call operators and also for the dispatchers. But the main goal of these data are to get the responder to the scene as quickly and as efficiently as possible, not necessarily for doing any sort of epidemiology. But I think it is for people who are interested in machine learning types of algorithms that could potentially be a really rich data source in the future. The Denver Health Paramedics are the primary EMS responder in the city and county of Denver, so I stopped and got to know them and their information system next. They respond to about 95% of the 911 calls in Denver, and that remaining 5%, they don't respond to those because all of their ambulances are busy. They collect their information using these electronic trip reports. which is essentially an electronic health record system that's specifically designed for EMS. There are a couple of fields that are automatically imported from the 911 call, including latitude and longitude, which is an incredibly valuable source of information for injury epidemiology, as well as a unique trip identifier that enables EMS ambulance trips to be connected to police trips and fire trips, which I think has a lot of potential, again, in the future once these systems are validated for epidemiological purposes. The data are accessible to both to the paramedics and to me in near real time through a web-based portal because we're part of the same umbrella organization of Denver Health. We can access the EMS data readily. And luckily, those data are much more structured than the 911 call data, and they adhere to the National Emergency Medical Services Information System standards. The data purpose here is to collect data on paramedics clinical encounters to comply with regulations and for billing purposes. I won't say a whole lot on ED discharge data or hospitalization discharge data. There are people in the room who are national experts on the topic. I will just say that these are common sources of data for injury surveillance. From our perspective, as a local health department, we could access these in a couple of ways. One is through the Denver Health System itself. The advantage of that is it's very easy to access electronic health records for the Denver Health Emergency Department, for me, because we're part of the same umbrella organization, but because Denver Health is one of many hospitals in the Denver metro area. That data set isn't representative. The more representative data set is from the Colorado Hospital Association data, and of course, because it takes time to develop those data and aggregate them, they're a little bit less timely. I'm sort of preaching to the choir, but I've been learning a lot about the from the presentations covering the ICD-9-CM to ICD-10-CM transition, and so I encourage you to check those out as well if you want to learn more about using ED and hospital discharge data. We also have a state trauma registry, which is a statewide database of injured persons in licensed facilities, sort of like the emergency department data and the hospital discharge data. We can access the trauma registry data both through the Denver Health System, but also through the Colorado State Trauma Registry. Similarly, the Denver Health Trauma Registry is just an incomplete picture. And then I know a number of people here, including some of the future speakers, are involved in the violent death reporting system. We have one of those in Colorado. Those data can be extracted and used at the local level as long as you specify the county. And I just want to say that this is, I'm encouraged to know that this is a resource available for us to use to inform prevention. And I think that local health departments can really benefit from those systems. Just a quick scan, there are a series of information systems and data sources that have county-level data that can be extracted and used by local health departments for injury epidemiology. The data standards even when data are not getting collected for epidemiological purposes, those data standards can structure data systems in a way that can support local-level epidemiological analysis, even when those agencies don't have that expertise in-house, and I think the EMS data is a really good example of that. Injury prevention is possible at the local level. One thing that became clear as I was meeting with these different data partners is that there are different organizations that have an incentive and an interest in preventing injuries, including local public health departments, but also trauma centers that have injury prevention programs, and those could potentially be really great partners for local health departments. And city governments, particularly public safety agencies, have an express interest in preventing injuries. Just to make a quick comment, all of these data are designed for a specific purpose that can support, depending on what the epidemiologic interest is, they can really support the analysis, or if they're missing variables, they might not necessarily be the best tool for the purpose. I think that traffic, just for example, the data request that we got for traffic injury data, the EMS data was perfect for it because they were particularly interested in geographic locations of traffic crashes, and the 911 call center data on latitude and longitude was incredibly beneficial for informing that, but not necessarily for some of the other requests. All right.